Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Thank you for joining Banca Generali 2014 preliminary results and business outlook conference call. I'd like to remind you that all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this point, I'd like to hand you over to Ms. Pagliari, who is IR Officer of Banca Generali. You have the floor, Ms. Pagliari.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining Banca Generali's conference call. We are ready to present to you the results of 2014. We have here with us the General Manager and CEO, Mr. Pier Mario Motta, and the CFO, Mr. Grassi. At the end of the presentation, as usual, we shall take your questions. I think we can start the conference and hand you over to Mr. Motta.
Now, good afternoon. We are now going to show you the preliminary results of 2014. This document, I think you can see it, and this is what we are going to use to show you the results. Page three of the presentation, you can see the net profit, which has gone up to 161 million euros, a CAGR +30% versus 2011. You can see that versus 2011, net profit has more than doubled, and versus 2013, it has gone up by 20%. Now, as for assets, these have grown from 23 billion euros to 36 billion euros. Over the past three years, the assets have grown CAGR by 16%. This is a result which follows the good results of the previous years. Very satisfactory results. Page four of the presentation, you have here the main actions and the main points which have characterized the year. Now, record net inflows, 4 billion euros, of which almost 2 billion euros from the existing network. Quite a good mix between external and organic growth. We acquired some new 21,000 customers with 150,000 euros of assets each. Moreover, the very good recruiting data, 102 new professionals were recruited in 2014. You will see that 90% of these come from retail traditional banks and from private banks. The average portfolio of financial advisors amounts to 17.8 million euros. Moreover, we recruited 69 people from a company of the group, Syngenia. External growth, 2 billion euros of assets with 51 private bankers acquired. That is an operation that is very interesting because it had no costs associated. Basically, we acquired assets and high-quality professionals. The integration process has already been completed. We performed a number of IT investments. Well, as you know, we are growing considerably. Habits on the part of consumers are changing, the world is changing, and for this reason, we need to get well-equipped. Now, all of these actions are already part of our ordinary business, and they will bear fruits starting in 2015. Page five of the presentation, you can see here the dividend payout policy. You know that the dividend will have to be approved by the shareholders' meeting, but our expectation is that of submitting a proposal for a dividend of 0.98, up versus last year, which was 0.95. The payout, 70%, slightly below our historical average. Well, this is due to the fact that we made an extraordinary operation, and we want to maintain our capital ratios at excellent level. However, let me remind you that the average dividend yield since the IPO has been around 4.5% on average, with peaks of above 7%. At the end of the year, you see that the yield was above 4%. So I guess that this is quite a satisfactory result as well. Page 6. Here you can see a number of bullet points that then we will further detail later on. Total banking income up by 14%, gross fees plus 20%. Moreover, we have recorded an increase in fee expenses, and this have grown certainly, but this is related to the extraordinary growth of net inflows up 6 billion. And so we're very happy to see fee expenses going up. If it is related to the growth of net inflows of this size, then costs have gone up. We shall see the details later on. If you break it down between non-recurring and recurring costs, you will see that recurring operating costs were up 5%. Cost income has further improved from 39.1% to 38.5%. Something else I'd like to underline here is about provisions for 2014. Now, provisions are growing because of the recruiting process, which kind of concentrated in the second part of the year. We had 102 new people, and so we had to make the necessary provisions. And then we have the revaluation of the financial advisors' severance indemnity fund in light of more conservative assumptions. But that is a one-off thing. Moreover, something else which is to be underlined, provisions, which is associated to a loan position that was issued in 2003 when the lending policy was very different from what it is this year or in this moment. So this year we managed, we decided to make provisions for this loan positions so as to solve the thing once and for all. But this provision will not recur in the next years. Page 7, you see a snapshot of the revenues growth. Revenues are growing by 19%. Performance fees are growing from 45 millions to 56 millions. And this is the result of the good results of our asset, but also because the core business has grown. I talked already about fee expenses. Net interest margin is kind of going down slightly because of the reduction of interest rates, but then I'll tell you something else later on, and then trading and dividends, which because of the decrease of interest rates and the increase in prices, well, we managed to take profit and with these results, which contributed handsomely to the 2014 P&L. Now, page 8 of the presentation, you can see here a slide about gross revenues. Here, you can see that banking fees have remained unchanged, 21% on our core business, and at the same time, front fees are growing, which is also related to the strong activity carried out during the year, and performance fees are basically the result of the portfolio profitability net of what we have paid. So the net performance of the portfolio of 6.7% and 6.4% for BG Selection and BG SICAV respectively. So basically, our customers have returns about 6% in general. Page 9, here we are underlying once again a data which is important. It reflects what we are doing within Banca Generali, basically the quarterly growth of management fees. When we presented the year 2013 results, we had management fees growing by 80 million per quarter with a strong contribution to the P&L. Well, at the end of the at the end of 2014, management fees are getting close to 100 million euros per quarter, which gives us some strong stability and helps us look forward. Of course, here the result was impacted or was affected by the growth of assets from 29 billion euros at the end of 2013 to 36.6 billion euros at the end of 2014. The last quarter of the year has seen assets go up, perhaps more because of extraordinary operations than because of organic growth. Page 10, net interest income, which is slightly going down versus 2013, from 121 million euros to 107 million euros. That might appear to be a negative piece of information, or not a positive data, but for us, this is the best data in our current situation, because considering the current interest rates, let me remind you that the government bonds are paying 0.20 on a yearly basis, 0.6 10-year government bonds. Well, considering these government bond returns, it means that we are no longer facing the free risk investment represented by government bonds as a main competitor. Of course, the interest margin might go down, but the current situation will certainly benefit the whole industry and will certainly lead to a considerable growth in our recurring business. So when rates and returns of government bonds go down, this is only positive for us. Let me remind you something else. This year we are concluding the LTRO funding starting from February. We shall no longer have anything else with the ECB in terms of exposure. And so starting from that point on, there will be no revenue coming from the LTRO. Let me remind you, however, that over the past 3 years, we had 24 million euros a year that went down straight to the bottom line of the P&L thanks to the LTRO. So something positive for 3 years for the bank and for our investors. And then something else to be said, the Lombard loan has grown by 20 million euros in 2014. Our goal is that of avoiding going up more than 200 and 250 million euros of Lombard loan per year, because we want to focus on selection of customers to whom we want to lend money. But if you look at page 11, you can see that the NPL to total loans to customers ratio is almost down to zero. We now have a total loan book of 1.7 billion euros. We have collaterals which are above 2 billion, which are then invested in products which are certainly important for the bank. And as you can see on page 11, we managed to increase the customer spread from 1.25% to 1.37% in 2014. So the spread is growing, and also we have taken advantage from this also in terms of our lending policy. Page 12, costs. So let's look at the staff costs first. Now here, 2014 was a very, very good year in terms of asset management, and it was a very, very good year in terms of growth, which, of course, implies paying bonuses to those who have to manage this growth. You know that we have some 50 private bankers that do not have an agency mandate, but have an employee contract with interesting bonuses. And then we have also bonuses to pay to admin personnel. So this is one explanation why staff costs went up. And then the typical reasons related to the contract, which envisage wages to go up year by year. As to G&A costs, 9.2 million euros of non-recurring items related to the acceleration of the IT projects, the completion of BG Personal Advisory platform that will be released this year and we believe will give a further competitive edge to our network. Moreover, the new developments of digital marketing, web collaboration and home banking that perhaps you read in the paper led us to achieve a price for the best platform on the market. Moreover, we made investments in devices to be released and issued to the network so that our people are well equipped with the use of new tools and then, of course, the extraordinary operation implied M&A costs in terms of advisory, tax and IT. Moreover, we had to make investments, IT investments, to fulfill regulation and compliance requirements. And, of course, in the world of risk control, we had some two people a few years ago. Now we have more than 10 people. And because of rules and regulations, we need to adjust our actions. I'd like to underline something else. Now, I am often asked a question, namely, to what extent your investments are capable to support growth. Now, we said that up to 30 billion we could manage with the existing investments, and now we're getting close to 40 billion euros of assets. However, we have already made the investments that can take care of this growth, and so we're ready to grow without the need for other one-off investments. And then the cost income, next page. As we said before, the cost income has gone down thanks to the excellent levels of revenues. It's gone down to 38.5%. And then profitability, which has gone up from 130 to 132, left chart on page 13. This allows us to extract value from the mix of our products. Of course, the new product that we launched, Stile Libero, that so far gathered 2 billion euros, has helped us here and has helped us increase our revenues. And then I have to say that we focus a lot on the AUM business profitability, which is one of the pillars of our activities and of our plans. Now, let me now move on to the capital ratios on page 14. 157 million euros of excess capital. This is the result of the fact that we are going to distribute less dividends slightly. This will help us to grow our lending business, but also to have capital necessary to deal with the capital absorption. So this will give us the possibility to have sufficient capital. However, you can see that the Tier 1 capital ratio and the total capital ratio are at excellent, 12.2% and 14.2% respectively, which are already compliant with Basel III requirements. Now, let me now move on to the other actions, page 16, you can see what happened. We talked about this already, 4 billion euros of organic net inflows, 1.9 billion euros of external growth, 6 billion euros total new money. Now, the net inflows has been accompanied by the transformation of assets into new AUM by 4 billion euros, 50% concentrated in the new products, the new insurance policy I mentioned before, and then the others between traditional investments and investment funds. Then I have to say that the new inflows are well balanced, 50% coming from the existing network, 50% from external growth. And then we have some new 21,000 customers. Now, 15,000 actually absolutely new, and the others 6,000 customers, which are customers which we activated again and which brought a new asset, another signal of vitality of our network. Page 18 of the presentation here, we are giving you some ideas of what happened at the beginning of 2015. You can see net inflows in January, €400 million. This does not mean that we are going to grow assets by €400 million per month in 2015. Now, we are convinced that because of the strength and the size that we have achieved, that we will be able to achieve the target for the year, meaning net inflows for 2015 to grow by €2.5 billion. As usual, if there are no external factors that might affect negatively the situation, this target might be exceeded. Now, page 19, you can see total assets and how they break down. You can see that unit-linked policy and the multi-asset policy have grown considerably from 9 to 10 billion euros, and you can also see that the bank business has grown considerably in the highly profitable products. And then you know that we decided, we said that we were going to grow by 2 percentage points the AUM assets, which we did, from 73% to 75%. But what is meaningful, it is 75% of €36 billion, whereas it was 73% of €29 billion. So 2 percentage points, but on €6 billion more of our total assets. Page 20, you can see the core products, the Luxembourg management companies, from €6.6 billion to €8.8 billion. And this certainly is also contributed by the new product, which accelerated the results here. Now, this year we expect to have good results, and please remember that performance fees will not be achieved on €6.6 billion, but on €8.8 billion, meaning that Luxembourg-based SICAVs have grown by 33%. Number of financial advisors, net growth by 170 financial advisors, and I have to say that we have never focused on growing the number of financial advisors, but we always focus on the quality of financial advisors. The new advisors are quite young. On average, our network has a low average age, 49 years, and this is also accompanied by a higher quality. Page 22, you can see the average productivity. You can see here 2.4 million euros per financial advisor, and you can see that a private banker working for the bank has a productivity which is double that of the colleagues working for the competition in average. And this is another signal of the quality of the people working for a Banca Generali. You can see that our growth was not one-off in 2014, but you can see that there has been a trend in the growth of productivity from €857,000 in 2011 to €2.4 million in 2014. Something else we are proud of is the Portfolio size at 22.2 million euros is the average size of the portfolio of our financial advisors. We're very proud of this because we have overperformed companies that have been operating onto the market for 50 years. We were set up 15 years ago, but we restructured our network 10 years ago. So in 10 years, we really overperformed those companies that have been working for 40, 50 years, and we overperform them in only 10 years of our activity. And this is another signal of the strong quality of the network. Page 24 of the presentation, you can see a slide about recruiting. Now, 102 professionals hired this year. You can see that the average portfolio per new recruit is 17.8 million euros, the highest in the market. They all come from private and retail banks, and this year target is 80 new recruits. And again, we shall focus on high quality as we did in the previous years with portfolios around 17, 20 million euros. Let me close the presentation with the activities that we are going to carry out in 2015 so as to be able to achieve the goals that we set for ourselves. We shall continue to invest in products and services. For instance, we shall try and offer new products that will offer new investment opportunities like alternative strategies, real assets investments, and other satellite strategies, also illiquid alternative classed assets. But for customers have the necessary profile to do that. Now, all of this will see us join forces with the leading international asset managers. And then page 27 and page 28, you see that we are launching the real estate portfolio with Algebris and Tinderis here through illiquid assets. We will try and find interesting results to break the discontinuity of results that we see in on the market. As far as BG Stile Libero, the product we launched last year very successfully, here you can see new partners that will give us further possibilities to diversify the investments of our customers. Page 29 of the presentation, here a snapshot of our proprietary platform, and it will certainly focus on the investment planning, but not only. It will also offer services of real estate planning, corporate finance, and inheritance and needs of our customers. We believe this is going to be a competitive edge that our financial advisors and our private bankers will be able to exploit in the second part of 2015. Let me tell you something about investments. Now, to keep up with changes and considering that people are using devices, smartphones and tablets, need also to get in line with these developments. We worked on the hard part of our business, but also we developed some new services. As you can see, we are offering services like the digital signature. We were among the first to offer this kind of service, web collaboration. Our people can work remotely so that they will have the possibility to place orders, not necessarily with the customer in front of them, and then a number of developments in the world of apps. And this you will see that they will be introduced in the first part of the year, and I'm sure that these will be very interesting and disrupting, but I cannot anticipate anything about this. Let me close the presentation by underlying a number of strong points. Maybe these are things that you know quite well that you might take for granted. but I think that we should really underline the top-rated network. Moreover, our strategic capability, the innovation capability of the bank, the quality of our people and of our customers allows us to kind of start the new year in the best possible conditions and hope to be able to perform as you did in the past. Thank you very much for your kind attention. At this point, we can take your questions. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. We can now start the Q&A session. The first question by Federico Salerno with MainFirst. Now, good evening. I have two questions to ask. Now, the first question about dividends. Now, I wonder what kind of policy you will adopt going forward. Do you intend to go up to 80% of dividend payout, or considering that you will no longer have the contribution of the LTRO going forward, do you think that 70% payout will be okay? And then fee expense is quite high, I have to say. Is this due to the fact that this is due to arrival of private bankers of Credit Suisse? Now, as to answer your question of dividend payout, it's too soon to say, but the range between 70-80% is part of our philosophy. That's clear. Now, if there are extraordinary deals, well, we'll have to make the necessary evaluation about the payout policy. Although, you know that it doesn't depend on me, but if no extraordinary factor occurs, I think we can go back to the previous level. Well, considering 70%, might go up, going closer to our historical trend, 80%. I believe this is desirable and likely. Then fee expenses, second question. As we said during our previous presentation, we have to pay 0.4% of retention plan when people arrive, and another 0.4% as the second part of the bonus. You find all of this money in 2014 accounts. When I say the Credit Suisse deal has to be considered very close to the standard assets and profitability figures of the bank. This is what I mean when it comes to profitability, and since we have no longer to pay any other costs for this acquisition, you can to consider 36.6 million euros as homogeneous. Now, I think that this is the assumption that we can use when it comes to this two operations, Syngenia and CS. Now, the next question by Alberto Villa with Intermonte. Good afternoon. I have a couple of questions. Could you please repeat me all of the one-offs that you had, especially in Q4, and to what extent this had an impact on the tax rate, which was quite low in Q4, with taxes almost down to zero? And then another question about net inflows. Now, your target is around 2.5 billion. In January, you had very strong net inflows. AUC also went up. I wonder whether you still have room to move assets into AUM and whether interest rates can be a stimulus to this. And then another question, can you give us a target for NII in 2015? The continuous reduction of interest rates will certainly have an effect, and also perhaps considering that you have the intention of growing your Lombard loans. Can you tell me what the NII expectation is going to be?
Now, inflows. We set our target, 2.5 billion euros. We started quite well. Now, let me remind you how we grow. Now, net inflows and growth of AUM are two different moments. So we tend to grow through AUC, assets under custody, which then are makeshift, are transformed into AUM. Now, 400 million euros in January. Now, at the end of the year, all of the assets that were to transfer did not arrive. So they arrived in January. And these are this money that is going to be transformed in AUM during the year. We're now favoring inflows into current accounts. Now, of course, in January, we saw an acceleration because of the delay in transferring the money from bank to bank. And so you will then see how they're going to be transformed. So we believe that AUM is going to grow by 2.5 billion because the conditions remain favorable. As to the interest margin, let me hand you over to Mr. Stefano Grassi, and then he will also tell you something about the one-off costs of 2014. Now, NII, considering the recent announcement of the quantitative easing of Draghi and the decrease in interest rates, our expectation is that of being able to make up for the reduction of NII with volumes of loans. So I think that we can expect interest margin to be around 70 million euros versus 70 million euros, which is the consensus data. As to the one-off costs, let me try and tell you the items. Fee expenses, as we said before, 0.4% because of the extraordinary operation, which accounts for 7-8 million euros. Then operating costs, we have 5 million euros related to tax advisory IT services. These occurred in Q4 because the extraordinary deals started in November. And as for provisions, we had provisions of 0.4% for the extraordinary deal, as we mentioned before, between 7 and 8 million euros. Now, apart from this, we also had an increase in the severance fund of the FA. This is a one-off. We had to update this fund to the growth of the network, and also we had to adjust it to the discounted annualized interest rate. And so this is an increase in the fund, which is around 5-6 million euros.
Thank you.
And the tax rate?
Well, tax rate was very low in Q4, and this is due to the fact that because of the provisions, the net profit of the Italian side was very limited, whereas we had a good contribution to the net profit from Luxembourg because of fees. So we have a tax rate in Luxembourg, which is low, and we have a tax rate in Italy, which is based on the different tax rates that we have in Italy.
Next question by Elena Perini with Banca IMI.
Now, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I have a few questions to ask.
Now, I'd like you to tell me something again about provisions, about the retention plan of advisors from Credit Suisse.
do we find them in the line net provisions to risk funds or in the fee expenses? I'm not sure.
It both. 0.4 million were already issued. Sorry, 0.4% on assets were already accounted for in 2014, 7 or 8 million euros, and another 0.4 will be then issued in the next 2 years. So, in both items. Thank you.
And then I have a few questions about your guidance. As to the net inflows in 2015, I haven't understood whether the 2 billion euros, 2.5 billion euros, are referred to AUM, and then on top of this we need to put the assets under custody, or is that the overall target for new net inflows? Can you tell us something about what you expect from the voluntary disclosure law? And then can you tell me something about the payout of the network? Now, as far as our target is concerned, we said that we are going to grow assets by 2.5 billion euros, new money, and then we believe that we can transform a similar amount of assets, meaning 2.5 billion euros are going to be transformed, but not necessarily all of the money that flows in will go directly into AUM. So incidentally, these two figures are the same. Now, we're not factoring in the voluntary disclosure expectations that we have. Now, we yet do not know how much money is going to be repatriated. We are still trying to understand what is going to happen, although I have to say that all of the network has already been trained. We have reached agreements and we joined forces with legal firms, accountant firms. Well, you know that the new tax amnesty is very different from the previous tax amnesties. So we do not know how much money is going to be repatriated, but in the previous tax amnesty, we ranked third among Italian banks in terms of money received from abroad. So we are ready, we trained our people, and we're optimistic. I can't really tell you how much money we expect will be repatriated, because there is still some confusion or lack of clarity on the part of the public administration. So if things clarify, we will give you more information when we meet next time. Now, as far as the payout to the network, well, nothing has changed within the contracts we have with our people, with financial advisors. Now, we have more interesting rebates for the bank, since we have increased, thanks to the new insurance product, the life side of the insurance products, which has more interesting rebates. So, but nothing has changed, basically, in terms of payout to the network. Next question by Matteo Ghilotti with Equitas SIM. Now, good afternoon. I have two questions. The first question about the costs. Costs of 2014. Sorry, I stopped translating because he said 2015. No, I refer to costs of 2015.
Now, if you kind of project out the increasing costs because of the acquisition and admin costs that remain flat, if you assume costs to go up by 3-4%, well, is that reasonable or could you do better? Because in 2014 you managed to kind of expense all of or most of your investments. And then second question about provisions. I mean, we know that they went up for the reasons that we know. I wonder whether 20 million euros of normalized provisions, is that reasonable to assume? Or do you think provisions can be even lower? Now, ever since the IPO, only 1 year provisions were around 10 million, 11 million. So is 20 million a normalized value, or is it impossible to say? Well, 20 million is not very far from what we think it should be. Of course, there are one-offs like the adjustment to the severance funds of FAs. And then you need to take into account net inflows that last year were 4 billion. If you assume in 2015 net inflows to be what we said, between 2.5 billion, then provisions are going to be around 25 million. Now, 22.9 million euros, 23 million euros was the level of provisions in 2013. That might be the normalized level. Now, as far as operating costs, we don't really see an increase in operating costs associated to the new acquisition, 8 people more. I mean, we don't have offices more. We have also rationalized the logistics. We have no other operating costs connected to the acquisition, because speaking about a network which kind of is using our own offices and structures. Of course, we have financial charges. Did I understand your question well? Now, will cost grow by 3-4% on a normalized basis, so not including the one-off costs? Well, meaning if this is going to be enough, including inflation-related costs and what we need to accompany our growth. And so basically 3-4% is very close to the estimates we make. So 2015 costs are going to be flat if you consider the inflation-related cost increase, and if you do not consider one-offs. I think that to be cautious, we can say they're going to be flat. If we are good, we can go below the percentage. Next question, a follow-up question by Elena Perini with Banca IMI. I do apologize for coming back again. I wanted to understand now fees. Because of the management fees in 2015 are going to grow, I guess. But considering the fact that your guidance of the interest spread, 62 million versus the previous 70 million, can we assume that in 2015 your net profit is going to be flat over 2014, which is basically what is the consensus about your net profit? Or do you believe that based on the considerations made by my colleague about costs, or
because of the integration of Credit Suisse network, do you think that net profit might go down slightly? Now, what I have to say is that within the NPL, we will no longer have the LTRO contribution, 24 million euros a year. Now, of course, we started off from 100 million euros of recurring revenues, management fees, versus 8 million euros at the beginning of last year. So, so we are growing, as I said, we expect to grow AUM by 2.5 billion euros, and you can estimate easily the revenues trend, how revenues are growing. So all of this is not including performance fees, because these depend on the market. Now, what we can control, well, costs are not going to grow. So you are not going to see any other costs related to Syngenia or Credit Suisse. In your models, you can forget those operations. Now we have 2 billion euros more of assets, which can be associated to a standard recruiting process. So this is basically the answer to your question. We are very confident as far as revenues are concerned, because we believe that the environment and the industry is going through a positive moment. And then as far as the net income that you said flat versus 2014, well, I think that our size certainly will give us some other 10, 11 million euros of net income. It depends whether we can revaluate it or not. I mean, this is, however, your task to see and to evaluate it. Ms. Pagliari, ladies and gentlemen, there are no other questions from the conference call. Well, thank you very much. We'd like to thank you for your attention. We know this is a very busy day, given the high number of conference calls. However, we are here should you have any other questions. Thank you very much. Thank you.